Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, February 8th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Hourly wages grew 4.4% in January compared to a year ago. That's good news for workers, but it worries the Federal Reserve, which feels worker pay is rising too fast for it to be able to get inflation back down. But many see this problem from the perspective of workers, whose efforts to get ahead financially have hung in the balance for decades.
So this idea that wage growth in excess of productivity is going to lead to higher inflation is kind of predicated on the idea that labor's share of income is unchanging. And that just hasn't been true.
On today's show, we'll talk to Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Justin Lehart about how rising worker pay has masked the fact that workers have been losing ground financially for years. That's after the break. Your Money Briefing will explore what you need to know to become a homeowner and how to sustain your home by learning ways to manage the costs from unexpected expenses.
You're basically always in a state of checking. You're always keeping your eye open for anything that could be going wrong with your house. Your house is a complicated machine. It has a lot of systems and components in it, and those systems and components are getting older. They're wearing out.
You can get early access to our series, Buying a Home and Keeping It, on WSJ Special Access. Only for WSJ subscribers. We often hear that rising hourly wages play a role in keeping inflation stubbornly high. But is that formula a sure thing? Not exactly. Justin Lehart writes for the Wall Street Journal's Heard on the Street section, and he examined the relationship between rising wages, inflation, and the fact that worker pay may be rising, but their piece of the pie has been shrinking. Justin, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, Justin, can you just sort something out for us? Why is Fed Chairman Jerome Powell so concerned about rising wages? And how does inflation work into this?
Yeah, he and the Fed are worried that if wages go up too fast, then they're essentially going to be just passed on to consumers. So as employers' wage costs go up, they'll pass that along in the form of higher prices. And that will make inflation go up, you know, and then, you know, in turn, people will want even higher rate wages to deal with that increased inflation. And you get to this sort of wage inflation spiral. So that's sort of the worst case scenario.
And then we keep hearing about interest rates, which also enter this equation.
Right. So that's why the Fed is raising rates in order to cool down inflation. Inflation has been cooling down. It's not cool enough yet, but it's starting to cool down. But the job market is just incredibly strong, as we saw with last Friday's employment report. So the concern there is that because the job market is strong, because unemployment is low, that workers will have a lot of bargaining power, that it'll drive up wage costs.
Okay, but as much as Powell has talked about wage growth contributing to inflation, he has also said that he wants wages to go up strongly. What's the thought process behind that?
Yeah, so the Fed has an inflation target. It wants its measure of inflation to generally go up by about 2% a year. But there's more to it than that. The other thing that happens is productivity. So, right, if I'm more efficient as a worker and I produce more in an hour, then I should get more money for that as my efficiency goes up, along with, you know, whatever I need to keep up with inflation. So there's this idea that productivity plus whatever inflation rate you want should equal wage gains.
Okay, but we haven't seen 2% inflation since this time in 2021. Your grocery bill will tell you that. But just help us connect the dots here between people's wages and productivity.
He wants the workers' wages to go up by more than 2%. What he and everyone else hopes is that productivity can increase, but they're not going to count on that. The basic idea here is that wages equal productivity gains plus inflation. So, for example, if a factory's workers boost their output per hour by 3%, and the factory's owner increases prices by 2%, then the workers' wages can go up around 5% without any change to the labor costs as a share of the owner's revenue, right? But let's say the workers demand a 10% pay increase. Then the owner will need to increase prices by about 7% to protect profit margins, right? And that equals more inflation.
But we keep hearing about supply chain problems and manufacturing issues. You know, it almost sounds like a measurement of productivity is a moving target. Is it easy to pin it down?
I guess maybe in individual companies, but it's really, really hard to pin down productivity in general in the economy. It's always been really difficult. And since the pandemic started, the productivity numbers have been swinging around like crazy. I calculated like the biggest swings over the last 3 years that we've seen in over 70 years.
Wow, that is hard to pin down.
Yeah.
So is it a sure thing that higher wages necessarily drive inflation higher?
So generally speaking, right, but there are some wrinkles here. So this idea that wage growth in excess of productivity is going to lead to higher inflation is kind of predicated on the idea that labor's share of income is unchanging. And that just hasn't been true. To the contrary, labor's share of the economy has been falling since at least 2000. And a lot of economists would argue even longer than that, right? So there's been a shrinking share of the pie. Now, the only way that workers' slice of the pie is going to get bigger is if their wages go up in excess of inflation and productivity. The problem here could be that by trying to counter wage growth and contain inflation, instead, the Fed could be dooming American workers to never getting back that larger share of the economy that they used to enjoy.
You know, this sounds like something we've been hearing a lot lately. You may have gotten a 4% raise, but if inflation is at 7%, you didn't get a raise at all. So where do we go from here? Are there ideas on the table among policymakers where inflation can be reined in without touching workers' pay?
I don't know that it's being talked about just yet. I think at this point, with inflation still well above the 2% that the Fed is targeting, I think that what could happen is as inflation continues to cool, and we get to a point where you're saying, oh yeah, it looks like it's going down to 2%. Oh, look, wage growth is really high, right? Then that is going to be kind of a front and center question for the Federal Reserve. That's going to be a big discussion in the markets and among policymakers.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal, Heard on the Street columnist Justin Lehart. Justin, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.